The federal government's EB-5 visa program was created over 25 years ago to attract new investment in the U.S. and create jobs. In targeted employment areas like Buffalo, foreigners who invest $500,000 in a project that creates 10 new jobs can earn a green card. But it comes with considerable risk.
If we can't actually prove the jobs were created 2 years after the investment is made, they'll lose their green card. So that it's interesting. It's not like we just project jobs will be created. We actually have to prove they were created afterwards.
Bill Gresser is president of EB-5 New York State. The local company uses funds raised overseas to loan to developers. Gresser says he often deals with just very hardworking people.
The elite are, they generally have other ways to come. This is for people who've made a nest egg and they want to pass on to their children the ability to live in the United States, the ability to have the benefits we have, you know, as another immigrant to our country.
Matthew Borowski, an immigration lawyer in Buffalo, says investors can bring their dependents, including unmarried children under age 21. And after 5 years in the U.S., Borowski says they can gain citizenship if they're of good moral character and pass an English exam and a civics exam.
Just like anybody else who immigrates to the U.S., if they meet those requirements and they file the application and are willing to take the oath, they can become U.S. citizens.
He says foreign investors can live anywhere in the country, and there are measures in place to keep out dirty money.
You can't just send $1 million to the U.S. and invest it through the EB-5 program without documenting where the funds came from.
Gresser says since 2011, his company's raised nearly $150 million for several local projects, including the new Delaware North Building downtown and Kaleida Health's Gates Vascular Institute and the new Children's Hospital. Kaleida's chief financial officer, Jonathan Swykowski, says financing hospital equipment through EB-5 save Kaleida several $100,000.
With savings like this, we're able to reinvest in care at the bedside.
And there's other benefits. Swykowski says Kaleida's been getting, quote, significant exposure.
We've had individuals here from Asia and from elsewhere touring the campus, bringing our message of what we're doing here back around the world, furthering our mission to not only provide health care here to our community, but to become a worldwide destination for the top-level care that we provide.
Gresser with EB-5 New York State says the program's also a revenue generator.
The moment these individuals get a green card, they're required to pay U.S. income tax on their worldwide income. So there's no cost to the U.S. government. It's new capital for the U.S. It must create new U.S. jobs, and these individuals pay tax on their worldwide income. So there's huge benefits to the U.S. as a nation, but also locally for the development that we're seeing in the jobs created here.
He says over the past 5 years, his company's 300 foreign investors have helped create more than 3,000 jobs, mostly in construction and operations, primarily in Buffalo. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.